This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. Our homes have become the center of our universe as we spend more and more time at home. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has ideas to help lower your bills. Visit ComEd.com/home savings. Your house right now, it's a thing of beauty. It's a work of art. You're so organized, it's sick. David Spade was saying, you know how bad it got? I went in my bathroom and I organized and alphabetized my 74 colognes. I've got 74 of them. I got them all lined up just perfectly, all facing the right way, sunshine coming through them. It's like a rainbow of colors.
Mm-hmm.
Thing of beauty. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who? Over the top organizing. Maddie.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning. You have something completely organized?
Yeah, well, like most guys, I have my garage the way that I like it.
Nice.
And my wife got a new bike. So I had to find a place to put it on the wall.
Right. Otherwise, it throws off the whole balance of the garage. Right, Maddie?
Exactly. Right. So I had to take everything off the walls
right.
and put the hook somewhere else just to get this one bike on the wall.
Right.
And
I still geometrically, it's got to fit in just right with all the hooks.
Yeah, and I still hate it.
Yeah.
And it's all your wife's fault.
She intruded on your territory. You did everything you could to make it look right. It wasn't going to happen. Hey, Arlene.
Hey. Hey, Eric. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Love the new hours. Everything in my house is starting to get so organized. I do a little bit of knitting. All of my yarn is absolutely color-coded. Like you said, the closet is all color-coded.
Nice.
Wow.
My spices are, too.
You can find
me all spice. You can find, you know, all of that, too.
Right.
Everything in
your
my pantry.
Your oreganos are next to your paprikas alphabetically. See, O-P.
Yeah, O-P. O-P. Yes, very good.
See what I just did there?
Yes.
Look, it's early and I did that. Wow.
Master the alphabet.
I'm impressed by me right now. That doesn't happen.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
You're so organized.
I am, yes. Every cabinet, closet, you name it, I've done it.
Really?
Oh, good for you.
All of them?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a system? Is it by color-coded? Is it alphabetized? Is it can-shaped? Is it what is it?
Well, my Tupperware lid, yes. Actually, the lids, all the bowls fit inside nicely to one another.
Right.
Bedroom closet, short-sleeve shirts, color-coded.
Oh, yeah.
Then the long sleeve shirts, yes, all the jeans are folded up nicely short.
Wow, right. That's nice. Isn't it right. so nice when you open the doors and then you just see how clean and organized it is? It's such a feel good.
Yes. It takes me 5 minutes to mess it up.
Do you think you'll maintain this after the stay at home order is over and you go back to your normal messy life?
Yes, I hope so because I have a little bit of OCD.
Okay.
So.
Ah, good.
All right. Yes. Well, at least now you have the time to make sure everything is where it belongs.
Exactly.
Did you get your junk drawer done, Michelle?
I got the junk drawer done, yes.
What?
We only have one junk drawer in the kitchen, yes.
That's even the best.
You're like, where did I get this box cutter?
Yeah, and you'll find keys, and you'll be like, where does this key belong to?
Anything.
Just throw it out.
It's part of your new daily routine. In the last 3 weeks, you've discovered it. You stick to it. It's ritualistic every single day. A month ago, when you were going to work, never would have occurred to you. You knew nothing about it.
Mm-mm.
Like Violetta, used to just go the shortcut route, get the baby carrots in the bag, and done. Now getting the actual full carrots, shaving them, cutting off the leaves on the end, massaging them, talking dirty to them, God knows what.
I do have to wash them.
Right. Washing them in a bath.
Right, exactly.
It's like a 45-minute process. 312-233-1019. Used to be not even a factor in your life, but now it's every day, Lori.
Yes, I watch Jeopardy every day at 3:30.
Over there on ABC 7. I know the one, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, have you become pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
You feel smarter?
Yeah, I do.
See, I always feel dumber.
Me, too. I can't even keep up with the questions.
I guess that's true. But you learn the stuff along the way, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Some of it.
Do you store that away? I don't really know. How do you feel about Alex?
Oh, he's still with it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks good.
Pretty
looks
good.
Mm-hmm. Although, there are moments that I get a little bummed out by Alex because he can be a little condescending. And I always think to myself, as he's given the answers, like, well, actually what the answer is. And he does something like in French.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not really fair because you knew the question ahead of time and have the answer on a card in front of you.
Well, that's his job, though.
Yeah, that's true. I'd also like to know if they edit out any mistakes or mispronunciations he ever has.
Because
he's so smooth on it. I'm like, how did you do that?
No question.
I bet you there are.
Running around in his underwear.
Yeah.
Part of your routine and your rituals right now. Kim, what is it?
Well, every day we're going on Facebook to find out what 8 p.m.
song and light show is going to be, and I download the song to make sure I'm ready at 8 o'clock at my Celeste place.
Oh, I love that you're joining in on that.
You live in the city?
Yeah.
The videos are really cool.
Great as everybody heads out to their balconies or opens their windows and celebrates at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Hi there, Veronica. Since all of this began, you have a new routine and ritual. What is it?
Napping.
Yeah,
definitely. Welcome to the world of naps. Napping.
New thing that you've discovered now that you don't leave your home, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, it makes me sick thinking about all the times when my mom made me take a nap and I didn't want to. Right. I love napping. It's like my new hobby.
Oh, it's good for you.
Awesome.
What's
like,
your
I get
hobby?
It.
Napping. Although they say people are having a hard time sleeping.
Really?
Yeah. New survey by Ipsos reveals that 38% of quarantining people say they are sleeping less or worse than normal because of the coronavirus and their lifestyle that they currently live.
Yeah. Well, not only they changed their whole life, it's turned upside down, but then now you're worrying about everything,
stress
too.
Stress of all of it. Sure.
Maybe, yeah, exactly.
I am total feast or famine on my sleeping. Mm. I either sleep great or I sleep terrible. There's no
Why
in-between.
Do you think that is? Because you have kind of said that the last couple of years.
The last lifetime I've said that. Yeah. Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Oh, look at this. He or she is not really that different from the rest of us. Huh. Bored out of their brains. Chickens in the backyard. Tending to the produce. What mix artist has spent the self-quarantine time gardening and tending chickens while following the stay-at-home order? Think you know it? Anybody?
I have no idea.
No clue.
Lots to choose from.
Think you know it, Tim?
No. My first thing that came to my mind was pink, so pink. I figured, what the heck?
Pink. Yeah.
Good guess,
you're right.
Though.
You don't know it. Yeah. You're right. I can see that. She strikes me as a chicken tending kind of woman.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
And she'd be like, if you don't like it, F you.
Hey there, April. Who do you think the mix artist is who has chickens?
Is it Ed Sheeran?
Exactly right. Ed Sheeran. Fine British lad with British chickens.
Oh.
Yeah. Nicely done, April.
Thank you.
How's your morning going?
Slow.
Yeah.
How's yours?
Slow. Just like the last one, tomorrow will be a lot of the same. You know how it goes. A source says that Ed and his wife, isn't that Cherry?
Cherry Seaborn.
That's right.
Are growing their own produce. They're both passionate about organic food in these troubled times. It's nice to know they can get produce straight from their own garden. Ed and his wife are both passionate about organic food. Is it a little early for the organic food in Great Britain?
Yeah,
just planting
cool.
it.
I mean,
what are they doing?
Unless they're like doing greenhouse or something.
Ed and his wife are both passionate about organic food, and in these troubled times, it's nice to know they can get produce straight from the garden. Ed spends hours out there tending all his crops. It's a simple pleasure for him, away from the madness of the music world, to play the guitar around the chickens.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran, mix artist, has chickens in his backyard. Katie, thanks so much for helping out. How's your morning going?
Not too bad. Pretty good.
Were you on a Zoom date?
No, it was my friend, Katie.
Okay. How did that work out? What happened?
She met him on some online dating app, which I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
He asked for a date. They did a Zoom date, and she said it went well. He asked for a second date, and he actually just sent her flowers to her work yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Did she tell you how long does a Zoom date go, generally?
It lasted a lot longer, I think, than she was expecting. I think they were talking for like 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
It went well.
Wow. And was it just the two of them sitting at their computer, staring at each other, trying to make small talk? Because usually on a date, there's some distraction, a meal's being served, or you're going somewhere or whatever. Did they do that?
I think they were just talking. I don't think they actually like made anything, but she has a dog, he has a dog, so the dog's kind of got involved a little bit as well.
Okay,
yeah, more conversation about stuff they have in common.
Yeah.
I am not not only did I do a Zoom date, but another girlfriend of mine just did one last week.
What? You did?
Yep.
Why didn't you just say something?
Well, you were right moving into something, so I didn't want to bump into that too much.
Well, zooming by too fast.
You were zooming really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was... Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
But what I will say is we had a conversation, the two of us girls, after these Zoom dates about how we actually talked more and seemed more interested, and the guys did too. And you're like almost bonding more in this type of situation going on, and you're investing more time into it. So you're feeling like more, like you're relating to each other a little bit more. It's almost helping the dating situation in some cases.
Well, she was saying that there wasn't really anything else going on. They literally had to just talk to each other.
You
that
have to just talk.
Had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really,
if they
really
didn't have anything in common, it would have ended.
Yeah.
So the fact that it lasted 2 hours long, I think they had enough in common where it actually was a good thing that there was nothing else going on. Yeah.
You went on a Zoom date?
Yeah, what? We're not going to just, we got to talk about
Thank
this.
Thank you, Katie.
Well, that's what I just did.
I was twisting in the wind there for like 4 minutes, and you're just sitting there.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
You said it,
and I raised my hand. You didn't see me.
Well, it's because you're 9 studios away. I can't see you with your reflection.
Well, I'm sorry. I did raise my hand, but you didn't see me. I was trying.
So have you gone on more than one with him?
Two. It's been two
Zoom
dates.
You've been on 2 Zoom dates with
some
guy, and this is the world we're living in over this. And you're just telling us now.
Yes.
So what happened?
So we had a great conversation. We're on the phone each time for probably an hour, talking about just how it feels to be quarantined and how he was thinking about getting a dog. And I already have a dog, so the dog conversation came up. I did not dress up.
Did he take his shirt off?
No. But if he had, I would have been okay with that.
But you guys could see each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was actually really fun.
I liked it more than probably just going out and meeting somebody because you still get to know somebody and there's a little bit less pressure.
I think you should, the next one, you should, do you have another one planned?
Not currently, but hopefully.
You should plan the next one. And then when the date starts, like Swanee does, you should go audio only so that he can just see a black screen.
Yeah.
And then when he's like, what's going on? You can be like, oh, I haven't finished getting ready yet. I'm getting ready right now. It'll drive him crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, like he'll like it?
Oh, yeah.
Like wondering what she's doing?
Oh, man.
What's she wearing?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah. Go with the audio only and then finally click over to video and be, okay, I just had to get dressed.
Oh, because his imagination will be going wild.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Boy, that's the way. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I don't. My mind doesn't work the way a man's does sometimes, so that's pretty good.
I just started blushing thinking about that.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today, we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff. I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
What a man got to do to not be ejected out of a fighter jet.
Wow.
Did you see this story
yesterday?
Oh, yes,
this is so insane.
Oh,
wait, man.
Wait, what is it? I'm going to tell you. Hang on.
It is insanity. You want to hear this.
Yeah, I saw this story yesterday and had to sit down for a second. A 64-year-old man accidentally ejected himself from a fighter jet at 2,500 feet.
That's my worst nightmare.
French guy. A surprise company outing. They're like, oh, hey, let's take Joe on a company outing. It's Joe's birthday.
Yeah.
Right now, this is really my worst nightmare.
Come on, Joe. Yeah. We got a surprise for you for your birthday.
Oh, wrong guy, wrong outing. You'll see.
The surprise company outing to an airbase caused a 64-year-old Frenchman so much stress that he flung himself from a fighter jet midair, grabbing the ejector button in a panic and tumbling through the skies above France before landing in a field.
Right. Oh, my
The man
gosh.
Had been surprised by employees at his firm who had organized a joyride with the French Air Force.
Yeah, yeah.
As a treat. They apparently didn't know their colleague as well as they thought. Once the man arrived at the airbase in northeastern France and realized what his coworkers had arranged, he began to feel extremely stressed, according to a fairly remarkable aviation accident report by the French government. The unnamed man had never once expressed any desire to fly in a fighter jet.
Exactly!
Look at that, Joe! It's going to be awesome!
What are you thinking?
It's going to be awesome!
Oh, my God.
I love this!
Insane! It's absolutely insane!
Come on, Joe!
Insane.
Get up there! It's going to be great!
This cannot be true.
Yeah, it is.
There's video!
Thanks to a watch he was wearing, which measured his heart rate, investigators noticed that his heart was in full tachycardia before the flight.
No!
Before the flight!
No way!
Yeah, he was freaking out.
Shut up!
With a recorded heart rate ranging from 136 to 142 beats per minute before he got on the plane.
That's a full-on sprint.
He was having a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Before the plane left.
But the man went through with the ride, joining a three-plane training exercise as a passenger. When the jet was 2,500 feet above the ground, the pilot began to climb. He's like, "Hey, Joe, hold on. Watch what's going to happen now.
If you're still alive, check this out."
Joe's in the back going, "Yeah!"
Oh, my God.
The passenger panicked and reached for something to hold on to. What he reached for? The eject button.
Oh, right. What are the odds?
Unfortunately, so that something was the ejector seat button, and the 64-year-old was blasted from the fighter jet.
Oh, my
God. I am out of here!
Oh, God.
To make matters worse, he had not securely attached his helmet. It was like on sideways.
No!
From the G-force, it slid around sideways on his head.
Oh, my God.
I think my heart rate's going up.
That is the best story.
His helmet went flying through midair.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, somehow, some way, the man avoided serious injury after tumbling to the earth in a field near the German border.
God bless him.
Did you say, or did I read somewhere, that the plane was going like 800-something
yes.
miles an hour?
Yeah, about 800 miles an hour.
That
yeah.
is unbelievable.
I got to see this video. I got to see it.
Actually, 1,400 kilometers per hour whip or 870 miles
there
an hour.
There we go. So almost 900. Wow.
That really almost it makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
You know, they were all sitting at the airport going, "I really thought Joe would like this."
Oh, my God.
The last guy thought it was awesome.
What? I really thought it was a great idea. I thought Joe would be into this.
Oh, no.
I didn't anticipate this response.
That's wild.
All the tidbits. Stories we haven't had a chance to get to until this very moment. And now, you know, usually we have to cram these in at the end of the show, but now since the show's going to 11,
mm-hmm.
please.
Yeah.
Plus, I haven't forgotten, Melissa. I know that I need to get to a trending on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
So we're
going
to get to that right after 10 o'clock.
Okay,
right?
Perfect.
Get yourself ready for that. As a follow-up to the, "Oh, my God, the Easter Bunny just pooped in my bed," said Kate Beckinsale story.
You like that.
I do. Maine artists in Maine, the state of Maine,
okay.
are making jewelry and gifts from moose poop now. Yep, you're looking for something to cheer somebody up?
Mm-hmm.
Recommended you go to mooseturds.com. But they spell turds with an I, because that makes me think somebody else took the other one with
yeah.
the U.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Mooseturds.com. They showcase all of the different dingleberry ornaments and moose poo-poo platters that they make out of moose poo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, moose. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of them in Maine, so they poo everywhere.
Yeah.
You got to do something with it. The Wall Street Journal says 33% of apartment renters did not pay their rent by April 5th this year due to the coronavirus.
Yeah, not surprised.
One-third of rents aren't getting paid right now.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? Long Island, New York Church has offered a drive-through confessional during the coronavirus pandemic. So if you feel bad about not paying your rent, you can drive over to the church, drive through confessional, get it off your chest. You're good to go. The Lord is with you.
Oh, right. That's nice. To make it nice and convenient.
And also with you.
Safe.
Thank you, Whip. Kenyan Wildlife Trust has been surprised by a highly unusual birth of a zonkey. What happens when a zebra and a donkey do it? This.
What?
They can do that?
Yeah, of course they can.
Oh.
Kate Beckinsale's doing it with a 22-year-old. Imagine what that's going to look like.
Yeah, it's like a liger.
Yeah. It's a zonkey.
Yeah.
When a zebra and a donkey do it, you get yourself a zonkey, a hybrid of a zebra and a donkey. The Sheldrick Wildlife Trust said the female zebra wandered out of the East National Park and was rescued by the trust in 2019 after becoming an honorary member of a woman's cattle herd near the park. The trust placed the zebra at a anti-poaching team spot, and next thing you know, it was given birth to a foal that looks suspiciously like a donkey.
Wait a second. Zonkeys are really cute.
And all the male dogs is like, "Wasn't me."
Yeah.
I don't know. Not
me.
I did not lay a finger on that zebra. I don't know what you're talking about. So you looked up zonkeys?
Yeah, it's like the top part looks like a little horse, like a donkey, and then
right.
the bottom, the legs are like striped like a zebra.
There you go. You got yourself a zonkey. At first, we thought it would have just been wallowing in a mud bath, but when the truth dawned on us, a wayward zebra had given birth to a zonkey after being around a bunch of donkeys. So,
okay.
Wow, that's like a Maury episode.
Adorable and
True.
Cute.
Yep.
Speaking of adorable and cute, many people think he is. Tom Brady has filed a trademark for the phrase Tampa Bay. Oh, God.
Oh,
I don't see it.
Just make it stop. Just
it
make
off.
It stop.
He did not.
He did. Tampa Bay, you know, because he's now in Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
He intends to use the phrase on clothing and other merchandise because he's a little short on cash right now. Brady also trademarked Tampa Brady.
That one I like.
Yeah. Tampa Brady or Tampa Bay?
Tampa
I like
Bay.
Tampa Bay better.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard to say.
Shut the lid. A new study suggests the coronavirus can be spread through the toilet plume, it's called.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, when you flush the toilet.
The little water that goes on?
Yeah, you know, you might get a little spray.
Yeah.
A little residual.
sometimes that's called. What's that called?
Just it's a little toilet plume.
Yeah, a little fine, maybe
you can't
a fine
even see
mist.
It. A fine mist comes out of there. It could just be filled with Corona and zonky poop.
Yeah. Probably a good idea anyway, even when coronavirus is dead and buried.
Gotta hover.
Yeah. Coronavirus can be spread through a toilet plume after a toilet is flushed by an infected person. Yet one more thing for us to worry about.
No kidding.
Speaking of adding things for us to worry about, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry could command $1 million for a tell-all interviews.
Oh, man.
A tell-all interview. Sources close to the Duchess revealed Oprah is the favorite to quiz Meghan on her bombshell exit with Harry from the British royal family.
Ah.
Meghan, if you were curious, though, wants to donate all the money to charity, the Meghan Markle Foundation of Paying Stuff for Me.
The security team needs paying.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, that would be really, really interesting, don't you think?
Might have made that up.
Isn't Oprah like her best friend?
I mean,
she another Taylor Swift. Everybody's
her
best friend.
Well, yeah, Oprah, she was at her wedding.
Yeah.
Following up the zonkey story of the zebra and the donkey doing it, an escaped circus zebra has been running loose through the suburban Paris streets. God, I hope it doesn't come across a donkey. Surprised witnesses in Paris captured a video of a zebra running loose through the town alongside a duo of horses. Well, there you go.
Oh, no.
And finally, speaking of celebrity Hollywood friends, all of them know each other. You know this is the case, right? George and Amal Clooney. You familiar with their work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
George and Amal Clooney have allegedly spent $112,000 on a two-story playhouse for their twins.
What?
Yeah. Because that's what you do when you're a Clooney.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It has a fully functioning kitchen, fully functioning bathroom, and also a zip line. Because he's like, what do you think we are, farmers?
You're fancy.
Yeah.
Lucky kids.
Barack Obama's interior designers created and decorated the home as well.
Oh, my God.
This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. Our homes have become the center of our universe as we spend more and more time at home. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has ideas to help lower your bills. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.